Duke Paramarapun Shura. All these silly, stupid nonsense called parliament in mid-oriental countries, they have that word at the top and they do stupid things, they do everything but show. These are the tricks to understand that all these arguments, as long as you believe in this side or that side, are wrong. Look at them, the cheaters, they hang on the prophet now. What is the answer of the rabbi? Listen to this one. This is Rumi now.
How the hare withheld the secret from them. He said, one ought not to say forth every secret. Sometimes the even number turns out to be odd, and sometimes the odd number to be even. If from guilelessness you breathe words to a mirror, the mirror at once becomes dim to us.
You know what it means? Of course not, because for you mirror is a sheet of glass and the back side of it is covered by some chemical silvery stuff. That's the mirror to you. Remember, Rumi cannot even imagine a mirror like that. In time of Rumi, the mirror is different. What is the mirror? There are two kind of mirrors. The worst kind that they don't talk about, the best kind that they talk about is a metallic piece, polished so fine that it has the reflection. Okay, imagine, it's not perfect, okay? It's mainly grayish, it's like tinted. When you're looking at a tinted mirror, what do you do? You get closer, right? Then your breath, an unpolished iron, oxidation. The mirror is finished because you breathe. Therefore, they learn to control the breath while you're looking at the mirror. That chalk face, which you find in mainly Oriental culture, has a lot of value, comes from that practice. Holding your breath, even. We use this in mysticism here a lot. Because for us, mirror is a very important stuff. Mirror is an admirable thing. Because mirror has a lovely manner. What is it? As far as I know, the mirror is not even aware of me to reflect me. Mirror doesn't show itself. The end of show off. That's why the others are visible in it. Literally, physically, everything will absorb the light, keep some portion for itself, will give the rest to you, and from the rest, you will judge the color. That stuff has nothing to do with the color. Some part of the white or visible light will be absorbed. Mirror will not do that. Means somebody like a mirror is somebody who doesn't have to show off. He doesn't show himself. He doesn't put himself in the subject. He doesn't talk about him or herself. That's why we say our peer is like a mirror. Because he wants nothing for himself. His self is not there. So it is selfless. Mirror is selflessness. So you should control your breath. And let's go back to our educational system. You remember here, we don't argue with the teacher. We walk with the master, right? So if you start to argue, you ruin the mirror, the quality. When you have a peer, when you have a morale, do you argue with him? This is why you say, control your breath. It means control your spirit. Because you are the presence. presence of the representative of that body of spirit. Period. That's the mirror, and we have a lot to say about mirror. We have another story. We will check the mirror. You know that there is a competition here. We will see what the mirror is there. So here, the rabbi will bring the other one and say, "Ah, no. One is to talk to anyone, get the other ideas." But this is one side of the story. At the same time, there are ideas that you shouldn't share with anyone, or private. Both exist. Do not bring me the logic about that one and forget the other one. Of course I have to share my experiences. And of course I have experiences I have not to share with anyone. Both are in here, not division again. That word of prophet here is being interpreted one way only, right? These animals, because of the curiosity and trying to be in control, they want to have a peace in it. Rather than, there is another side to that. Not that do not share it. Not that the prophet said wrong. Your interpretation is not complete. Because when you take one sentence or a speech outside of that, out of context, sorry, you know all about that. This is what we do normally with this, because our masters, philosophers, teachers, our religion leaders, whatever you call them, they have a complicated idea. We pick the things that we need at that very moment. Next day or next hour, we could talk about the opposite stuff. Look at them both. Both are here.
Do not move your lips in explanation of these three things concerning your departure and your goal and your religion. For to these three there is many an adversary and foe.
Have you noticed that there was something over there in the Persian or Arabic side of it? Really? That bayan in say, kam jumbar labat
is dahab wa as dahab wa as madhabat.
Did you hear it? Three words, basically the same. When he will say, don't do these three stuff, you should know that in poetic language, these three are the same, and they are the same. Where are you going? In your life. To me, that's your religion, isn't it? What do you have, really? Huh? How much gold stuff you have? The real one. Isn't that your way of life? Or your religion? So, look at these three carefully. Because he said, don't talk about these three stuff. And you go around and you talk only about these three stuff. And you don't even know that these are the same stuff, but for you are free. Aren't they? That's that part of the language I like. Because over there, the verb is zahaba. And in its pure pronunciation will be the gold. And madhaba is like shawe. Like din, all these words are way.
Tariq.
Way and path and tariq. And these are going from somewhere to somewhere. What is this?
Yeah.
This is the life. You go from somewhere to somewhere. Where are you going? Like that. And all, don't talk about this stuff. He didn't say don't talk. He said do not move your lips too much. First of all, you know that moving your lips is not talking. Somebody is talking and somebody is, I don't know in English, babadash. Means just moving your lips, making sounds, verbal gesture.